No, they're not. Okay. We are on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. I do know him. He taught me a while ago.
I taught you.
Yeah, I took a summer course with him. He's awesome. He teaches summer courses at YU, and he's awesome. Okay. He does. There's a summer courses at YU.
A summer.
We're on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. If you remember, the last thing that we discussed was that you can be Michal Meister Sheni according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can according to Rabbi Elazar, basically the whole previous Amud, right, is from Bryce's, right? And then we got into this question, which is basically a side note, that if you want to be Michal Meister Sheni or Shriz, according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, on meat, so you can only do so with meat which is shechted already, not with meat which has not been shechted. The reason why is because we're worried with meat that has not, with a live animal, that you'll end up breeding it for a whole herd. This is a machlik, yes, I'm right, we passed in that we are worried about this. The whole machlik is only with male animals, with females, there is no such machlikas, right? Everybody agrees that it is, that the chashash exists. It should be noted, this is a chashash derabanan. But midoraisa, you could spend Meister Sheni money or Michal Shvi'is straight onto a live animal, and that would work. Nevertheless, the Rambam Haskins that it would not work, even b'di'eved, it would do garnish, nothing. Okay? Fine. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, Machlikas, this is a disagreement, be pre-rishon. Aval. The machlekes is only true with the first time you try to be mechalel the shvi'is, right? Meaning the first time you try to put something else in place of the shvi'is, there is a machlek between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Does derech mekach, does derech chil work, or is it only derech mekach? However, when it comes to prisheni, it comes to already the second time you're doing a switch. Everybody agrees that Derech Mekach would be fine. Even Rabbi Elazar, who said that Derech Mekach was not fine, that was only the first time you're switching, not the second time. No. What did I say? Oh, no, Derech Chilul. Yeah, Derech Chilul. You can even do it yourself without a Mekach. Okay, fine. Sorry. Thank you. Right, okay. That is Derech Agav, the way you pass in. Right. How exactly you learn these Gemaras, the Machlekes, whatever. The parsing of the Gemara is a Machlekes Shonim. Everybody arrives at the same Maskana that this statement is true. Right? Okay. Behadek asani lakach. I just want a reisha lakach tana nami seifa lakach. And it says in that case, the brisa that we used is a raya for Rabbi Elazar, which said all the time lakach and never said chilel, right? And therefore, that was a raya that you can only be mechal al shvi'is derech mekach, and not derech chilel, not on your own. You have to do it by training over somebody else, right? He says, isn't that a raya that even later on, even the second switch, the third switch, the fourth switch, you will not be able to do it derech chilel? No, since we started off by talking about lakach, where it really was important in the first switch, so then later on we just continued using the word lakach, but it wasn't dafka. Etsiv Rabbiin LaRavashi, Rabbiin responds to Ravashi, Mi Yeshle Sela Shel Shvi'is, Uvikesh Likach Vay Chaluk, Ketzad Yaseh. Somebody with a Sela, a coin which is Shvi'is, and wants to use it to buy Chaluk, a shirt. But how should he go about doing this? Like a shirt, a garment. Right? How should he go about doing it? You should go to a storekeeper that he knows you well, right? You're friends with him. Vali Merlin says to him, "Tain li besela peiros v'noisein lo." And he says, "You should." And what should you say? What should you say to this chenvani, who you know well? Give me this shirt, and I'll pay you a sell worth of fruits. I'll give you fruits in exchange for the shirt, basically. And that works. And then the chenvani, the shopkeeper, will say to him, Harei peiros halal nusuni lachavat b'matana. It is these peiros which you gave me in exchange. That you gave to me, right? You sold to me that you gave to me in exchange for a shirt, right? I confused myself. Just a minute. Oh no, sorry, he says again to Ramani. After they've done this, I'm gonna buy the shirt over you for a self-roots. He says again, he continues to speak. Right. Harape Irisalal Nisunin Lakamatana. Right. These peiros, right, which you sold to me, I am now going to give you as a matana. Right? He says, and then in return he says, I'll give you this coin as a matana.
I confuse
myself just a minute. I was re-going through it, but I said something wrong and it didn't make sense. What is going on with my laptop? Obviously now my laptop decides to not work. Clearly.
What?
My laptop's having trouble. Just a minute. Oh, okay, sorry. Yes. He says, Tain li besela peiros. Sell me a silhouette of Paris. I did. I explained it completely wrong. My apologies. Give me a silhouette of Paris, right? Give me a seller's cloth, this coin. Give me fruits and I'll give you the coin. Basically, I'm buying fruits from you, which is exactly what you're meant to do with this money. Right? You're meant to use it to buy Paris fees. Right? And then he says, Hare Paris al Nasim Khabamatana. And then he says, and I will give these fruits back to you. Right? And then the shopkeep will say, and I'm giving your coin back to you. Giving it back to you. Remember, these peiros now have kedushas shviyas. Because they were bought with a coin that had kedushas shviyas. The reason the coin had kedushas shviyas is because you used it to buy peiros shviyas the first time. You're not meant to do it, but you did. So now it has kedushas shviyas. You're now using that coin to buy more fruits. The kedushas shviyas of the coin goes onto the fruits. Then just give the fruits back to the chenvani, to the shopkeep. The chenvani, the shopkeep, will give the coin back to you. The coin has now lost its kedushas shviyas. Right? The peiros, the fruits have kedushas shviyas. They need to be eaten as kedushas shviyas. The coin lost its kedushas shviyas. And then he says, "Vehala lekeach b'hen mashi yirtzeh." And then you can use it for whatever you want, to buy the shirt. Okay. My apologies, I confused myself. Vehahacha depreciani who vilkasani derech mekachin derech hiluloi. And he says, this is clearly a preciani. Right? How do I know this is for sure a preciani? This is already the second time I'm making an exchange. Money does not grow in trees, therefore it has no kedushas shviyas inherently. Right? Clearly it's a pre-shani, and even though this is a case of derech mekach, right, why don't we just say derech hilul? Why don't we say you take some fruits which are yours and transfer the fruit, the kedusha from the coins directly onto the fruits, you know, or something? Elama Ravashi machlekes prisheni. Ravashi said the machlekes must be with the prisheni. That's where Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan disagree about whether derech chilul works or derech mekach pan homes. Right? Aval b'pririshon divrei akol derech mekaching derech chilul loy. But with the pririshon, everybody will agree that only derech mekach works. And like I said, that Lamaisa we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan that on the Prisheni, on the second exchange, derech, even derech chilul works, right? On the first exchange, only derech mekach. V'had kasani echad shvius v'echad meiser sheni. And when it said, the Brisa said there is no difference in this respect between shvius and meiser sheni. It really meant Dmei Shvius, right? It really meant the money of Shvius. Right? Meaning, why would you compare between Shvius and Meiser Sheni? Shvius and Meiser Sheni are radically different institutions in this sense, because Meiser Sheni, you're meant to do a pidyon and you're meant to do it onto money. But in Shvius, you are not meant to do a pidyon and you certainly are not meant to do it onto money. That's aser, right? So the answer is, no, the reason it was talking about if you have a case already of Dmei Shvius, right? Meaning, in Achinam you weren't meant to use money to buy Shvius, but you did, right? Or you, Lechatkilo, we're putting them Maisa Sheni, you have money which is Maisa Sheni, we treat them as similar at that stage. Okay? De'i lei seimahachi. Because if you were to say this, if you didn't say this, Meiser Mamish could have possibly be the actual Meiser Sheni. V'aksiv v'tzarta ha-kesef b'yadcha. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't make any sense. You're meant to do a pidyon on Meiser Sheni. It can't be comparing Meiser Sheni and Shvius when it's the actual fruits to do to a pidyon, because you're not meant to do a pidyon on Shvius and it doesn't work derechil. Meiser Sheni, you're meant to do it and it absolutely does work derechil onto money. Right? So it doesn't make sense that would be the point. It must be talking about the main Meiser, the money of Meiser Sheni, and the money of Shavis. Okay. Mishnah. Berishoina hayalulav nital b'mikdashiva. In Berishoina, what does Berishoina mean here? Very good. When the Beis HaMikdash existed, right, before it was destroyed. Right, when the Beis HaMikdash existed, they would take the lulav and wave it around and walk around the mizbeach every single day. Every single day of sukkahs, right? Uva medina, right, outside of the mikdash, yom echad, right. So, just because it's picante, so there are some people who want to say that for the Rambam, all of Yerushalayim has a din of mikdash for these purposes. Right? Which might mean, we don't pass this way, but it might mean there's a mitzvah to say the Ben Shulav in Yerushalayim all 7 days. I said, Lamaisa, we don't pass in this way, and it's probably not true in the Rambam either, but some people like it. As in, the forward is that Yerushalayim is really an extension of the Mikdash. If it's in Lach, it's certainly true. You can eat Maisa Chaini in Yerushalayim, and all Yerushalayim, you can eat Kochim Kalim in all Yerushalayim, or Yerushalayim has a certain din of Tara, which is not true of other cities. Okay. Mishecharav Beis HaMikdash, from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai Sheyehei Lulav Nital Manina Shiva Zeichan Al HaMikdash Sheyehei Yom HaNeif Kuloi Asur. Okay. From when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, when did he live? No. During the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, you all know the story about how he came out to Titus, to Vespasian, excuse me, and he said, and he called him a king, and Vespasian said, "You're high of me twice over. If I'm a king, then you should have come to me earlier. And if I, and anyway, I'm not a king, so you shouldn't have called me a king." The whole story in Margitin. What?
Never heard the story.
Really? Okay. So Vespasian. Very, very, very quickly. Right? Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai wanted to make peace with Vespasian. He wanted to strike a deal with Vespasian to save some of what there was in Yerushalayim. When Vespasian was besieging Yerushalayim, he was going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, right? So he got himself smuggled. He pretended to be dead. He got himself smuggled out of Yerushalayim. right? And when he saw him, when he got into the radio, the Shalom Aleichem Melech, right? So he called him a king, right? And Vespasian said, I am not a king, and if I was a king, you should have come earlier. And he said, well, I couldn't come earlier, they weren't letting me. All the people, it took me a while to get out of Yerushalayim, it wasn't so easy, because these people who are actually running Yerushalayim now, who shouldn't have been, right? Not such big tzaddikim, right? But these people who are in Yerushalayim now would have killed me, so I had to do it carefully. And you're clearly a king because Zion v'adir yipol, right? Zion will only be killed by a deer, and ain adir elamach. And adir clearly means a great one, clearly means a king, and he has a pass to prove that too, right? And so then Vespasian just then gets a messenger that in fact the Caesar in Rome has, the emperor in Rome has died, and he's going to be the next emperor. Historically, how Vespasian became emperor is slightly more complicated than that, Seder Pachad Yoter, right? And so what happened? And so then he said, oh, see, you're such a smart person, I'm going to give you three wishes. I'm glossing over major portions of the story because I don't want to spend too long on it, right? And so he asked for three things. He asked for the chain of Malchus Beis David, meaning the descendants of Hillel HaZaken, to be saved, because they're descendants of Daimoch, and Mashiach is going to come from that line, right? He asked for Tainli Yavne v'Chachamea, right? Don't kill the Chachamim who had already made their way to Yavne. Let the Sanhedrin survive. And he asked for Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa to be killed, to be healed. Rabbi Dosa was very, very sick. He'd been fasting for Yerushalayim for years, and he was very, very sick, and so he needed to be healed. Okay. And Vespasian gave him those wishes. Okay, fine. He was the Nasi at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, and so right after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has a response to make two tachanos. A, in Sukkot, we're going to bench the Lord all 7 days, not just on the first day, when it's when it's Daraisa. The other 6 days, Midirabbanan, we will also bench the Lord. That's A. B, right? Sheyehe Yoim HaNeif Kuloy Asur. What does that mean? Okay. What's Yoim HaNeif? Does anybody know? I'm sorry? Of what? Yes, but of what? Waving? What are you waving? No.
The offering.
What?
Korban.
Which korban? Let's just mention lots of korbanos completely at random. Maybe one of them will be the right one. No. The Minchas HaOmer. I'm sure. Right? The Minchas HaOmer, right? Basically, the way it works is this. Chadash, right? Meaning fruit, grain that grew and was harvested, right, before Pesach is Asur until the Omer is brought. It is an Isser Daraisa. In Eretz Yisrael, it is for sure an Isser Daraisa. In Chutz La'aretz, there's a Machlokes Tanoim, there's a Machlokes. Almost all Rishonim say we pass it. It is Asur in Chutz La'aretz. There are three Deos in Rishonim and early Achronim that it's not Asur in Chutz La'aretz, either because of Sveik Sveika, or because we pass the data is only Asur. Midera bottom in Chutzaretz, or maybe Pascha is not Asr at all in Chutzaretz, and only Asr in the area, the lands that are close to Israel, Mitzrayim, Yardin, right, Syria, all these places that are right around there Israel because they're right next to Israel, you might get mixed up, whatever. Different tales in Rishonim about how to learn it. Learn Maitse, the Minag in Chutzaretz is typically to be Meiklan, to eat Safei Chadash, at least, if not Vadei Chadash. Right, in some places, the Minag is even to eat Vadei Chadash. Right? For example, I did a little bit of research, and it turns out in Australia, all wheat, or something like over 90% of wheat, is winter wheat. Meaning, when is it harvested? Winter wheat in Australia is harvested June, July, August, right? Which means it's harvested after Pesach, right? So it's all... When does that... it's planted then. It's harvested in December. It's planted in winter. It's harvested around December, which means that there's a good 3-month gap when basically all of the wheat is not from the previous year. Right? And so it's all Vadei Chadash. The minhag in Australia is to eat bread anyway. I'm not going into the details now, obviously, so this particular machlokes. In the States, it's a little bit less complicated because the States is on a northern semester. It's obviously the northern semester, northern hemisphere, excuse me, semester. The northern hemisphere, and therefore there is no problem of Vadei Chadash, that there is winter wheat. But having said that, most places don't make their bread out of winter wheat, which means that, again, for a significant portion of the year, the bread which is made from summer wheat will be Vadei Chadash. Or Safei Chadash, maybe it's only Safei, we'll pretend it's, I don't know, whatever. Look at that. You did alum. Doesn't exactly help us. I'm not passing this particular shalat halacha mice for absolutely anybody. But like I said, the minhag is to be meikel on it, not to worry about it in chutz laaretz. Anyway, so the din min haTorah is that all of this weight only becomes mutter when you bring the korban haOmer in the Beis HaMikdash. Min haTorah, if the korban haOmer doesn't exist, right? When does it become mutter? When does the grain become mutter? So after the second day, we're already on the third night. Now you're going to see there's going to be a din in the Gemara that derives the Rabbanan, but right, it's after the second day on the third night is when it becomes mutter, and it's when Chadash becomes mutter in the absence of the Korban Ayim. Okay. That is what it's saying. So it's like he made a takana, and I'm not going to explain anyone that because it will be at the end of the Gemara, so the details will be outlined there. Right? Sheyehe yom hanef kuloy asur. Right? That the yom hanef, the day of the waving the omer, I mean, the day where they used to wave, do that tnuf of the omer, when the Beis HaMikdash existed and they brought the minchas omer, will be chadash, will remain asur for the entire day. It won't become mutter at the time when the korban would have been brought. Like I said, what exactly is the rice and what exactly is the rabbanon here is very, very complicated. Also, parenthetically, when I say grain, I mean the five grains, right? So wheat, barley, let's do conventional. Oat, rye, and spelt, right? Oat is the subject of a machlokes rishonim, isn't in fact on the five grains. The minhag is to treat it as one of the five grains, so for our purposes, that's fine. Hey, Gemara. Minalan davdinan zeicher lemikdash. How do you know we do this funny thing called zeicher lemikdash? Why? Who says that we make halacha zeicher lemikdash? That we change rules to be zeicher, so to do things like it was done in the mikdash? I'm sorry. That's the makor, right? The makor is zeicher. Right. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kra. Rabbi Yochanan says the pasuk says ki ale arka lecha umakoisecha erpaecha neum Hashem. Ki nidcha kara ulach tziyon hi daroi tziyon hi doresh ein la. Right, doresh ein la. Right, it's saying the pasuk says that there's nobody who's demanding tziyon. Right, there's no one who's asking after tziyon. Michal devaya drisha. Somebody's got to be asking after tziyon. Now, no, that's not a clear makor for there being zeichel mikdash. The obvious explanation is that if we do zeichel mikdash, then we will talk about tziyon. Right? We'll talk about the mikdash. But it's important to establish things that'll constantly bring the mikdash into our awareness, so that we talk about it, because you're meant to. It's important to think about the mikdash, to want the mikdash, to talk about the mikdash. This is a crucial part of our religious existence. Now note, this is also the makor that you're meant to learn the halachos that are not necessarily relevant, but that are only relevant to the mikdash, or that are only relevant to Eretz Yisrael, right? Doresh ein la, michlal demaya drisha, requires drisha. Right, that learning Hilchos Roim or Hilchos Taros or Hilchos Kodshim is a value from this pasuk. Or again, the logic is exactly the same. Okay. Right? We need to do things to make ourselves talk about the Mikdash, to make ourselves want the Mikdash, right? Because we need to constantly remind ourselves about the Mikdash so that we think about it, so that it remains a part of our awareness. Okay. The Mishnah says, my time, not why. Mehera yibanei mikdash. Why? The Beis HaMikdash will very soon be rebuilt. Note this statement. Let's like the latest possible date that we can possibly date something as being written in the Bavli, the 7th century of the Common Era. These people had a lot of emunah. We should learn from that. Okay. Mehiri Yibane Abeis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will be built very soon. Ve'yomer on Aset. Ishtakad milu kachalnu behair mizra chashta nami nechol. Right. Before the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, we ate chadash the second the sun rose on the second day of Sabbath. Pesach, excuse me. Meaning, when does chadash become mutter min haTorah? Sunrise on the first, second day of Pesach. And that's not true. When the Beis HaMikdash is around, when does chadash become mutter?
Third night.
No, when the Beit HaMikdash exists. After the Korban Omer, sometime around midday probably. Right, therefore, we said, no, we're going to make it also for the entire day, therefore nobody will come to eat Chadash Min HaTorah in the morning for their breakfast. Ve'inu lo yadi, and they don't know. The eshtaka de lehavi Beit HaMikdash here, b'nei ha'kir zir. Ha'cha'ashta de ikab Beit HaMikdash, Omer matir. Wait, and they won't know that the rule is different. In the time the Beit HaMikdash sunrise on the second day of Pesach is with Matir. And they won't realize that when the Beit HaMikdash is on the Omer is with Matir. The evening, Amos, when exactly are we saying the Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt? Right? That's the question, the significance of the question will become clear in a minute. Ilema de ivni beshitza hare hitcher here Mizrach. Right? If we're saying the Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt on the 16th, the Omer is already mutter. It's already been sunrise. The sunrise is matcher the Omer min haTorah. So when is this mistake meant to happen? I don't understand. It already became mutter on that day. You say the Beit HaMikdash was built on the 16th. Okay, but it's already mutter because the Beit HaMikdash didn't exist right at sunrise. Right? It says, Ella, they need Bechamizar. So it says, rather, it must be that the Beit HaMikdash was built, will be rebuilt, maybe, right? On the 15th of Nisan. Right. Apparently, as in some perception that the Kadosh Baruch Hu might drop the Beit HaMikdash on our heads Pachod HaYoter on the first day of Pesach, right? And says, and then the Gemara may ask, wait, but it says Mechatzitz Hayim VeLaalam history. Then why don't you just allow the Omer to be eaten from Chatzitz? Right, dehatnan, because the Mishnah says harechokin mutar mechatzitz yalalam. If you ain't based in mitzvahsim, boy. Right, in the time the Beit HaMikdash, even people in Yerushalayim will know as soon as the Omer was brought that they can eat the grains because there's a big announcement in the city. What's somebody who doesn't know Yerushalayim to do? How does he know that Omer does mutar to eat grain now, the new grains? No, he lives far away from Yerushalayim. He's not going to get word of mouth in time. It's going to be days away.
He can smell the bread being baked.
Maybe. Or maybe he'll just start eating at Chatzos. He'll start eating at midday because we're assuming that Beis Din get it done quickly. They want to do it quickly. They don't want to wait. They don't want to wait around. They don't want people. Some people will eat anyway. They'll be over on this right. Other people won't eat at all because they'll be afraid. Get it done quickly. Everybody knows what time is done by. Right? It's going to be done by Chatzos. So maybe even Seder, this Chashash, right? It'll be the Beit HaMikdash will be dropped on us on Yom Tov Rishon Pesach. By the way, it couldn't be built on Yom Tov Rishon Pesach. Right? So you have a drasha. The Beit HaMikdash will come back into existence on the 15th. People won't realize. They will come to be Nichshan Chadash. Therefore, we should be gozer. They should wait. But why not wait? Why wait after midday? Why should they have to wait until sunset? Even in time of Beit HaMikdash, you don't have to wait until sunset. Everybody agrees on that. Right? So it says, Eloi Tzricha, no, we need to be goes there, that it goes until the end of the day. Why? The evening Belalia, right? We're afraid that the Beit HaMikdash will be built at night, right? If the Beit HaMikdash is built at night, then they won't get around to cutting the Omer until it's light. They won't do it on the night of the 16th, the way they were supposed to. They'll wait until the day of the 16th because they're busy building the Beit HaMikdash and getting it all set up at night. Then they're not going to be able to bring the Omer by midday on that particular second day of Pesach because they'll be so busy with rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash. Right, therefore, because of that chashash, we tell people to wait until sunset. Because it might be on that day, the Omer will be brought very, very late, even though every other Pesach in Akinami would have been brought by Chassid. Right? Inami, right? Or alternatively, Samuch Leshkiyat HaChama. Samuch Leshkiyat HaChama. Wait a second. So, So so maybe, right, it will be built. It will be built right before sunset, and then the same basic issue. And I was in Achinami, the Beit HaMikdash has already been built, but there's lots of setup that goes into the Beit HaMikdash. It's not just a matter of building it, right? There's what to do. You're busy in the Beit HaMikdash, right? There's lots to be done before Korbanos can be brought, so you'll be working on that all night. It's the same basic problem, right? And then Rashi points out the obvious, which is that don't we have a brisa that says you're not allowed to build the Beit HaMikdash at night? Because it says, over Yom HaKimas HaMishkan, right? Therefore, the Beit HaMikdash can only be built during the day and not during night. And also on the 15th, you cannot be built because that's Yom Tov, right? Says Rashi, no, that's if we build it. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds it, he'll build it whenever he likes. Fine. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Rabban Yechonim and Datei b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amar de Amar min haTorah Asur Dichsiv Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh Ad Etzumo Shel Yom Kasavar Ad Ve'ad Bichlal. Says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, no. All of this fancy, like longness of this, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built and it's time and then the people will come to... No! All of that's not all of that's nonsense. The real reason why is because in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai thinks that it's not... That sunrise doesn't matter the Omer. Tzitzah Klechavim after the 16th, this is matter the Omer. The Omer is really Aser Min HaTorah. Right, for the entire day, if you don't bring the Omer, why? Rabbi Yehuda says, the Pasuk says, Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh. Chadash will be Aser Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh. Right? Until this day, Itzom HaShem, until this very day, until this day has occurred. And Ad means until. Ve'ad Bichlal, right, it means including then. So, it'll be, Chadash will be Aser until the 16th. Including the 16th, and therefore only on the 17th will Shabbat become Aser Min HaTorah in the absence of the Minchas HaOmer. Okay?